Oh, hi, Kim. Oh, Kim. Sorry, it's Lee Woolley, Scott Mitchell's sister. Good, thanks. How are you? Well, I was trying to actually get in touch with finance, but it's just I need to speak to Kate. Oh, okay, so no one in finance works Friday. Oh yeah, yep. It's just some payments on that's taken out of Scott's account, and I just need to know what it actually is for. Yeah, because I know all the usual ones, but there's just a couple that seem to be a bit different, and I was just wondering what they're for. Yeah, it says LP Mandurah. Yeah, so it's one's for 65, the other one's for 100, both in the same month, and that's different to what he pays, like for his outgoings. And then there's the other one for Mandurah Retirement Village. So he's had four payments from Coolabah taken out, and I was just interested to know what they are for. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think these have sort of come up before. I hadn't noticed them. This L, yeah. Yeah. I'd just like to know, that's all. Because, we're going through a Scott went and opened his own bank, another bank account on 4 weeks ago with his carer, and rang. Yeah, well, she was with him and rang Centrelink to switch his pension over into this bank account. So, we're trying to now sort things out and, rearrange all direct debits and everything like that. But it was a month ago and he hadn't told me. So I just, no, I just can't. He has, because he said the other night, my bank account's down 2,000 to what it usually is, and that's how he finished the conversation. He, years ago, his first wife really brainwashed him. He had a terrible time, and she told him that mum and dad were using his money to travel around the world, which of course they never did. Yeah, so no, and then he had this in his mind that Bradley was taking money out of his account, and now I don't know whether he thinks that because his bank account's down this 2,000, whether he thinks I'm taking money out. He's just got this mental thing about, and I can't seem to talk to him about, his living and his living expenses. And of course, Medicare this month, his medical bill was $1,329 for 1 month. 1,623 for 1 month. Yeah, and I can't understand all this. No, he doesn't need to see doctors that much. And that's what I need, And then how? Yeah. Okay. Yep. Thanks. Yes, with Anthony. Yes. Oh yes. But she obviously rang Centrelink to get it switched over, his pension. No, but she was with him and must have put him on the phone. I mean, I'm not blaming her at all because he's got his own mind and he can do what he wants to do if he wants to change his bank. I just about had a fit yesterday when she rang me. She said, I've told him to ring you ages ago, and I keep asking him, but I don't know whether he was scared to ring me. I just don't know what's going on in his mind. Is there anybody independent that I can sort of talk to that can get through to Scotty? As soon as I ask him anything, he just locks up. And I don't want him to think he can't access his money. Oh, yeah. The reason I think he changed was he forgot his, he couldn't remember his PIN number with Bank West. And of course, you can't go into the bank anymore. So, yeah, so I think that was his thinking. You know, I'm going into Commonwealth, I can walk in their door and get my money. And yeah, obviously that's fine.
He does. Yeah, absolutely.
So who would I speak to about this, the doctor's visits, the amount?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, there's, well, he has phone links as well. There's quite a list of doctors that come through. I've been managed to get onto the website that lists his doctors. Gupta is one of them. But yeah, apparently there's phone conversations go through as well, but it just seems excessive that $1,600 for 1 month. And, you know, it's not as if he's really ill or anything like that.
Yeah.
No. Thanks so much, Kim. Really appreciate it. Okay. Talk soon. Bye-bye.